This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, September 4. Gospel, a humble witness. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When I was a pastor, one of the churches I served celebrated Ascension Day with a midweek worship service. That meant extra preparation work for me, and I admit that sometimes I resented having to do that extra work. One year, in front of a small crowd on a Thursday evening, I delivered a hastily produced sermon. And after the worship service, a young man who had been visiting our church asked if he could meet with me. So we did. He told me that in that service, he had encountered God like never before. In an instant, the Christian story had made sense to him. He was now a believer in Christ. Through that simple, unassuming worship service and my unimpressive words, the Holy Spirit brought him to a deep awareness of what it means to be in relationship with Jesus, the servant king. I was deeply humbled, knowing that my attitude had not been the best going into that service. This experience gave me new insight into the message of Philippians 2. I am often humbled because of my failures and shortcomings, but Jesus, who intentionally humbled himself for the sake of the world, continues to work among us despite ourselves. He'll keep changing lives until that day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for always working through us despite our failures and weaknesses. We worship you as our Savior and exalt you as our ascended Lord. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.